that, here's today's news from Rail Technology Magazine in association with Transcity Rail on Wednesday, the 20th of March, 2024. National rail contractor QTS Group has announced that Andy Steele, currently the company's operations director of civils and geotechnical, has been appointed as the new managing director with effect from Tuesday, the 2nd of April. The news follows the appointment of the current MD, Alan McLeish, to group chairman. Alan founded QTS in 1992 and will remain an integral part of the business as he takes up the position of group chairman, which will allow him the opportunity to provide a more strategic role within QTS Group as the company enters into Network Rail's control period 7. The Tyne and Wear Metro Line in South Tyneside has marked 40 years of service since it launched in 1984. The public operating body Nexus marked the occasion with a special cake-cutting ceremony at South Shields Interchange and handed out commemorative cupcakes to Metro passengers. 200 million passenger journeys have been completed on the line since its opening. The launch helped transform connectivity in the borough and attract more talent. And Connected Places Catapult has announced the companies that have been selected to trial new technology as part of Bristol Temple Mead Station Innovation Zone. As part of this programme, £75,000 will be given to all of the companies to support them as they move forward with their proposals. This follows £2,000 that was allocated so the firms could develop their trial plan while also being given business support and pitch counselling. The driving force behind the developments of these innovations is the work to cover two industry challenges that have been established by Network Rail and the Catapult, with this being Sustainable Station and Safe Station. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our stories in full on our website, railtechnologymagazine.com.